Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to say thank you to everyone that prayed, because yesterday the House approved the pain-capable unborn child act, where they're not going to abort children at 20 weeks. Now it's going to the Senate. As a matter of fact, take a look at this.
Home House Speaker John Boehner called a new measure, quote, the most pro-life legislation ever to come before this body. Boehner was talking about a ban on abortions after the fifth month of pregnancy, just minutes before the House approved that ban. Paul Strand brings us that story from Capitol Hill.
A ban on aborting unborn babies older than 20 weeks, old enough to feel pain, has passed its first hurdle.
The yeas are 242, the nays are 184.
The U.S. House has passed the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, with almost every Republican voting yay and almost every Democrat voting nay.
Democrats and Republicans took up familiar positions for such a debate. Democrats saying they had to protect America's women and their right to make their own medical choices. And Republicans saying they had to protect the most unprotected of classes, America's unborn children.
We have given these little babies less legal protection from unnecessary cruelty than the protection we have given farm animals under the Federal Humane Slaughter Act.
Now, I remember the days of back alley abortions. Many women died, and more were permanently injured before Roe versus Wade. With this egregious bill, Republicans have once again decided to take us back there.
A Democrat who's a doctor says physicians and their pregnant patients should decide what's best, not Congress.
That is sacred to the oath that I swore when I became a doctor. This bill will make it criminal for me to do my job as a doctor.
But a Republican who was also in medicine shot back.
I practiced OB anesthesia for over 20 years. I was always amazed that in the labor and delivery suite, we would deliver 21-week post-fertilization babies, and down the corridor, you'd abort them.
Republicans said the public and right is on their side.
60% of Americans, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, support the Pain-Capable Act.
We have a moral obligation in this country to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is time that we do our job.
But House passage was the easiest hurdle for this abortion ban becoming law.
It now faces an uncertain future in the Senate and an almost certain presidential veto. Paul Strand, CBN News.
I just want to say thank you for everybody that prayed. Now it's got to go to the Senate, and this is what's being reported. If it makes it to the president's desk, then he's going to veto it. But we got to just pray that the Senate will pick that up and carry it. Listen, it should be totally for life, but 20 weeks, at least they're not taking a 20-week-old child that's in the mother's womb. And the argument is so crazy. There was a day this actually seemed right to a people legally, even though it was immorally, that people could take human beings, take them in the back alleys, and they could beat them, they could hurt them, they could even kill them, and society didn't say anything at all. You know what we call that today? We call that evil, immoral, and we call that racism. And everybody looks at that with any sanity today and say, what were you thinking? What were they doing? They were taking human beings to the back alley, and they were aborting their life, aborting their future. And what is the argument in Congress today? If you stop the legalization of us doing it right in front of your face, killing these babies right in front of your face, we're going to have to go out, you know, beating these children, killing these children, and taking them out in the back alley, and we're going to have to abort them there. And it's like the whole concept. And just like how crazy that sounds today, what historically was done in this nation to some of our citizens, in the future, that's how this is going to be looked at. It's going to be looked at saying, like, were you really killing your child? Were y'all arguing over saying that that's right? So I want to encourage you, you know, just this, you know, God is for life. Begin to pray. Stand on the right side of this, because no matter what, we got to stand by in the throne room of God and say, you know, did you care about the 55 plus million children that have been murdered in the womb, you know, in your nation? Did you say anything at all? So just continue to pray for them.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.